I'm David Wittrock. California State Superintendent of Schools Tom Torlakson visited Millennium Charter High School in Salinas yesterday. He called this new school a role model as California looks toward a future where K-12 schools not only educate students in traditional subjects, but prepare them for careers. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Mornings at Millennium Charter High School in Salinas start in the school's Black Box Theater. The aptly named room has black floors, black walls, and black stadium seating. That's where the school's 80 or so freshmen and sophomores wait for the morning assembly to start. They sit, some nose deep in laptops, others chatting in small groups, and a couple of girls even play ukuleles.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Please, at this time, find your assigned seats, and let's go.
Peter Gray is principal of this charter school that just opened last fall. On this day, he's going to start the kids off with a TED Talk. Some days they use the morning assembly for a debate, other times for student performances. Whatever they do, it all revolves around the school's hands-on education program in arts, media, entertainment, and technology.
This is about exploration. They've chosen to be here because they want to have an experience that's creative, that involves art, that involves digital media.
To that end, Millennium Charter is part traditional high school, part career training. The students are here 5 days a week, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Millennium is housed inside the Monterey County Office of Education's Media Center, which includes a state-of-the-art television studio, a radio station in the works, and three public television stations where students assist in operations. For example, this past fall, sophomore Hunter Thompson spent his Friday night shooting high school football games for a live broadcast.
Just long nights out there in the cold, and they send you there, and then they hand you your equipment, and you had to know where to set it up, where to take it, and be ready by the time the game started.
Millennium Charter High is part of a growing trend in California's public education system, where schools are setting students on career pathways. There's a Clean Energy Academy and Health Professionals High School in the Sacramento area, and a Law Academy in the East Bay. And this month, the state announced a $250 million grant program called the Career Pathways Trust to encourage more programs like this. Russell Weichel is with the Career and College Transition Division at the California Department of Education.
Success for us would be more students having a better direction. So I'm hoping there's more focus from high school students, and when they decide to go to college, they have actual a reason to go to college. They know where they're headed.
Michael says grant recipients will need to define the needs of their regional economy, partner with local businesses, and create pathways to careers that may or may not include college.
So it's really looking at business and industry as being our client and trying to meet those regional and statewide needs for employees.
For its part, Millennium Charter High School has partnered with local media businesses like the Monterey County Herald and Comcast. Again, Principal Peter Gray.
So our students would be ready to work in TV media production. They could work for a television affiliate. They could go to work for a company like Lucasfilms. They could go work for a company like Pixar. They would be qualified to go into the workplace as an intern with skills.
That opportunity has caught the interest of enough students so that Millennium will have to hold a lottery for fall admissions. Gray would like to see the school grow in other ways, too. He's hoping to receive some of that Career Pathways Trust money so that he can add video game design to the school's curriculum. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.